Sports Report Part 3. Now to our runners and news of the first event of the West Yorkshire Winter League, an 8-race programme which began in mid-November and features events across the west of the county. 23 members of Todman and Harriers have entered the league and 16 were present for the first race, which took place over an 8-kilometre course on Beldon Moor. Thankfully, the heavy rain that was forecast did not materialise and a field of over 500 hardy souls took part, encountering wet and muddy conditions, but paddling on regardless. The first Harrier to finish the course was Andrew Ford, in a highly impressive fourth place with three teammates, new recruit Richard Smith, Robert Tudnam and Aaron Hargreaves, in the top 100. In the overall team standings, Harriers finished a creditable 14th, and they were 9th in the men's category, 14th in the female, 8th in the veterans, and 10th in the super vets. Congratulations to them all, and no doubt they will be ploughing on through some pretty dreadful conditions as the winter progresses. Those wintry conditions don't affect indoor sports, of course, and Todmorden Sports Centre continues to provide opportunities for people to keep fit as they await the return of the better weather. Many have discovered that short mat bowling is right up their alley, if you'll pardon the pun, and the centre provides three sessions a week on a Tuesday evening and on Wednesday and Sunday mornings from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And netball sessions are also available, courtesy of the Todmorden Tornadoes Club, with opportunities for all categories from beginners to experienced players. And finally, we could not bid farewell to 2023 without sending Christmas and New Year wishes to our friend the Scarecrow, who is still out there in all weathers patrolling his beat at Halifax Cricket League Club, Bridgeholme. As we always say, we breed 'em tough in Todd.